Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
WVIK Riverways, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kathy Wine. Theodore Roosevelt has been named the Wilderness Warrior by author-historian Douglas Brinkley. Brinkley writes, "The Roosevelt's early years give us insights into his enormous contribution to American conservation. A personal tragedy spurred him to travel west, where he developed a love and respect for America's iconic landscapes. Roosevelt had a conservation epiphany when he went hunting for buffalo, and he couldn't find one. It was then that he recognized that 60 million bison had disappeared from the Great Plains, hunted to near extinction. Subsequently, in 1905, Roosevelt created the Wichita Forest and Game Preserve to be the nation's first big game animal refuge. That act marked the beginning of America's conservation movement. One of Roosevelt's most important legacies is the National Wildlife Refuge System. He created our first 55 federal bird reservations. Because we were starting to have species wiped out, he went on record to say, "The loss of any species is like losing a masterpiece of old." This was radical because those places were given to the species to help these animals exist. In 2024, there'll be celebrations to commemorate the first 100 years of the Upper Mississippi River National Wildlife and Fish Refuge, which since 1924 has been a haven for fish, wildlife, and people, and stretches 261 miles from Wabasha, Minnesota to Rock Island, Illinois, protecting over 240,000 acres of Mississippi River floodplain. In another radical move, Roosevelt used the Antiquities Act to save the Grand Canyon. In 1908, Congress voted to mine the Grand Canyon for zinc, asbestos, and copper. With John Lacey, a congressman from Iowa, he was able to use the Antiquities Act of 1906, which is only about a paragraph long, and claimed that the government had a right to hold a piece of property for science. He used that to save the Grand Canyon. Asked how he could do that, he said, "Show me a better example of erosion at work than the Grand Canyon." Hence, it got saved. He went on to say, "The conservation of natural resources is the fundamental problem to be solved. Unless we do that, it will avail us little to solve all others."
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK, sponsored by the Singh Family Charitable Giving Fund, promoting a diverse natural ecology through education and conservation.